This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Adam and Tex with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Thanks to the Let's Talk Footy Boys for another great show. Though I was spewing, I thought Jack Watts would be in the studio, so I got a little bit excited. I did. But anyway, Tex, how are you tonight?
Adam, as always, I'm feeling quite gorgeous tonight. It's wonderful to be back in the studio with you. It has been quite a while since the two of us have been on air together.
It has been a long while, longer than usual. Yeah, I don't know why.
Longer than springtime, one could say.
Well, it's coming around the corner. Anywho.
Adam, I've got an important question for you, and it's a question I ask every week.
And what is that, dear?
Dear, what's on the show tonight?
Well, Tessie Marie, tonight on the show we'll be chatting with Kieran O'Loughlin and Christine Webber from the Counselling Services at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre about therapeutic groups and a new one that they have coming up about queer phobia. So we'll also be covering some HIV and health news, plus a few snippets and some other news later on. But Tex, we do love to hear from our listener, don't we?
Well, Adam, we do like to hear from the listener. I know we've got Jeanette out on the phone tonight. Perhaps you could give us the phone number and all the rest of the other contact details.
All the rest of the other ones. Yes, indeed, yeah. I will. Look, if you do want to give us a call, because we do obviously love to hear from our listeners. So phone 1300-JOY-949, email onair at joy.org.au, SMS 0427 JOY949, and we get that right here in the studio. Or you can like us via facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
That's right.
So this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
That's right. And coming up now, Adam, we have our new piece of music, I believe.
We do have a piece of music.
We do have a piece of music now.
I don't know. Do you have the music ready
to play? I do have the music ready to play.
Yes.
It's Missy Higgins.
Yes, All for Believing, one of my favourite songs that I fell in love with her.
And I think we should just stay at the start of the show. All of the music tonight can be blamed on Adam.
Well, it's chosen by me. Well, actually, I don't know, a little bit of a technical difficulty there. Look, so all the songs tonight are actually Australian female artists, and I've chosen them, so if you like it, text us, call us, and let us know that you absolutely love it. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
That's right.
Trust in me.
Oh, that is, it is Joy 94.9, and of course that was the gorgeous Missy Higgins, All for Believing.
And you liked that song, didn't you, Tex?
I did like it. It was actually all right in the end, yeah. Thanks, Adam.
In the end, yeah, no worries.
The last 3 seconds, it was great.
Well, this is the time of the show that we like to change tracks, as I like to say. Jason doesn't like that phrase, and by the look on your face, you don't like it either.
What does change tracks mean?
Well, we're changing tracks, like a train changes tracks. It's going in a different direction.
And we're about to do our news snippet.
We are about to do our news snippet, so we like to ruffle
shuffle
our
the
papers.
Newspapers. You know, at home, that doesn't really sound like shuffling.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't even sound like it through my earphones. But
no. Well,
anyhow.
There you go. Anyway, darling.
Yes. Well,
what's the first story up tonight?
The first story was one that I found in relation to a big topic that's on at the moment, which is treatment as prevention.
Oh, yes, of course. A very big topic we have been talking about a bit here on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, we do bang on about it quite a fair bit, obviously, because there's a lot of information coming out about treatment as prevention, lots of different perspectives and, I guess, ideas or concepts and research that's going on around it. So I came across a research paper that was from the Journal of Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndromes in relation to clinicians in the US. They were in the Bronx, New York, and Washington, D.C., and they asked the clinicians about their ideas around treatment as prevention in relation to their HIV patients that they currently treat at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And overwhelmingly, 3/4 of care providers or doctors would be willing to prescribe early therapy to people with an HIV negative partner for the purposes of prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So the study itself was 165 doctors between 2010 and 2011. So the results were just released before the International AIDS Conference, which did show that virologically suppressive HIV treatment reduced the risk of transmission by 96%, which is huge.
Yes, it is indeed huge. It's really interesting. Now, the doctors, or the clinicians, if you like, completed an internet-based survey. Now, they had a median age of 46 years, 59% were women, and 2/3 of the people who conducted the survey, so both men and women, were, well, they in this report, they call them white. I'd probably say Anglo-Saxon. Now, they were very experienced, and they'd been caring for HIV-positive people for an average, if you like, of 13 years. And the overwhelming majority of their patients, so 85% of their patients, were already taking antiretroviral therapy or treatment. And 6% of healthcare providers stated that all of their patients were on therapy, which is unusual that every patient would be on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when
But then again, it was only 6%, so it's a low percentage, right?
Yeah, when they did speak about reasons why their patients were on HIV treatment, 92% stated that they initiated treatment for the patient's own health and based mm-hmm. on the readiness of the individual to start therapy. But there was also a majority that indicated that their current practice was to suggest treatment when the patient's CD4 cell count fell below 500.
Mm.
But there was also 3/4 who said they would be willing to offer early treatment if a patient had a partner who was HIV negative. And I think in Sarah discordant relationships, I think treatment as prevention has a very fundamental is a very fundamental strategy to reducing HIV transmission for when condoms aren't used.
Indeed.
So this is well on Joy 94.9.
Indeed.
And you're listening to Well on Joy 94.9. That was Delta Goodrum with Innocent Eyes, which actually wasn't the track that I'd selected.
But it was track number 3.
I had written track 3, but it wasn't the track that I wanted. So, right.
Well, it was a lovely song, though.
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't the best song that I was going to choose. But tonight, joining Text 9 in the studio is Kieran O'Loughlin and Christine Webber from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Gay Men's Health Centre counselling service. So welcome, guys. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
No worries. So I guess just before we really sort of delve into some deep psychological counselling type of content, can you tell our listener a little bit about yourselves, where you're from and what you've done work-wise, just to give them a bit of a gist on who you are?
I'll start, Kieran, all right?
Mm.
Okay.
Please.
So, as you can probably hear with my accent, I'm originally from Germany.
No.
Germany. Oh, there you go.
And I came to Australia 9 years ago. And why did I come to Australia? Because I fell in love with Melbourne during a holiday.
Oh.
Well done.
Beautiful place to fall in love with.
And before I actually became a counsellor, which sort of was 5 years ago, I worked as a project manager in the engineering area, which is quite different. And a lot of people say, oh, my God, you know, what made you change, such a big change? Well, I guess I just always enjoyed working with people. And also through my transition coming to Australia, I sort of had counselling for myself and I just thought it was amazingly useful. So while I was still working as an engineer, I then studied at La Trobe and joined the VAC 3 years ago, started with a placement, then became a volunteer, and 1.5 years now I'm working there as a staff.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And it's great.
And Kieran?
Okay, well, I'm Melbourne born and bred, and I've worked as a volunteer at the VAC in the 1980s and 1990s. I've got a long background in gay and HIV activism. I was a volunteer telephone counsellor in the 1990s And more recently, I was on the board of directors of the VAC and a volunteer councillor. Finally, this year, after retiring from a long teaching and academic career, I joined the staff of the VAC Counselling.
And how's it been, Kieran? Is it an interesting place to work?
A cultural shock, Tex.
Really? Yeah. A cultural shock from previous employment to coming into this into this area.
Indeed.
Why is that? I mean, is it seriously a cultural shock?
No, it's a smaller organisation. And, of course, it is queer-friendly, which makes it very different from a lot of other workplaces. So that's a very nice cultural change.
Right. And you've been a councillor for quite a while then?
Yes, that's right.
And do you have a specific, you know, how people say that they have gestalt therapy and, talking to the empty chair, all of that sort of thing?
Yes,
do you
yes.
have a particular style that you practice?
Oh, you know about empty chairs, do you?
I do. Darling, the councillors I've seen over the years, I have spoken to many an empty chair.
I have no doubt. No doubt whatsoever.
Well, look, I'm interested in existential therapy, which is about, I suppose it's a more philosophical approach to counselling rather than psychological. It's all about the challenges of life that we all face, and it kind of avoids trying to pathologise people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you also, with the PIFT, Kieran, use the empty chairs now and then?
Absolutely, yes. I should have added that, shouldn't I, that I do empty chairs and two chairs.
Oh, well done. So, and sometimes with people sitting in them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. And Christine, do you have a particular style that you practice?
I'm sort of actually pretty similar to Kieran. I also love existential, but I also do use the empty chairs.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. But before we go any further, I've got to give a little shout out to one of my friends, Troy, who's listening tonight. Hi, Troy.
G'day, Troy. Lovely to know that you're there. And we've also had a message from Nurse James,
Nurse
I believe.
Nurse James, yes.
So I'm listening to his favourite show on the wireless.
Yes, he says, well, well, well.
Indeed. So if he's listening to his favourite song on the wireless, it means that Nurse James must be about as old as me, because I used to call it the wireless.
Oh, fair enough. Hmm. But look, if you've just joined us, we are chatting with Kieran and Christine from the VAC GMHC Counselling Services. So, Christine, can you tell the listener a little bit more about the counselling services that are offered at VAC GMHC?
Sure. The service at the VAC, the counselling service, runs with 8 staff and with long-standing volunteers and students, which is probably about between 20 and 30 of them. All the counsellors are qualified and the volunteers are qualified, and the students we have, they are in the process of being qualified. The areas we all come from is social work, it's counsellors, it's psychotherapists, or it's psychologists. So we're sort of a mixed bag, which I think is a really good thing. The service is available Mondays to Fridays from 9 in the morning until 9 at night, except for Fridays where we finish at 5. The clients we work for is the GLBTI community, and it's people who are HIV positive or Hep C positive, or who are at risk of becoming positive. And that also includes their family members or people who are close to them.
Okay. And I guess one of the things that I know about the counselling services is that we do have therapeutic groups which are kind of external to just the individual one-on-one counselling. So, Kieran, can you tell the listener just a little bit about the therapeutic groups that are offered?
Okay, so just in general, what we, as you were saying, we run these therapeutic groups alongside individuals and also couples counselling. So it's a different form of therapy,
mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is to address issues that groups of people have in common that they would like to examine, explore, and talk about in depth in a group setting, and some people like that more than the one-to-one arrangement.
Fantastic.
So what type of groups, therapeutic groups, are run at the Victorian AIDS Council Game and Cell Centre? What sort?
At the moment, well, we offer 7 different type of groups, and we've just finished 2. We finished a pre-heart group, which is for long-standing HIV diagnosed people, usually before the 1980s and before the new medication was available, which was in 1996. So, and for them, it's really about sharing the experience, how the virus has impacted on their lives. Mm-hmm. We also just finished an anxiety group. And that is really sort of almost a little bit more of an educational group to get tools. And it's a lot about mindfulness, which is sort of, you know, very state of the art at the moment. Other groups will be running, you know, the Fearless group, of course, about queerphobia soon. And that's, you know, we'll be talking more about that. Mm-hmm. We also have a revisioning group where it's about, it's a men's behavior change group where, it's one looking at the behavior of men who use violence in their relationship. We have a tossing and turning group, which is about chronic insomnia. And we also have an inside out group, which is about body image for same-sex attracted men, you know, who are often overly concerned or obsessed about their body image. I think that's about it.
Okay, so there's quite a few therapeutic groups that you're running at the organisation. Quite a few of them have just finished their current round, but then there's new ones starting up. And indeed, we will be talking about one of those particular groups coming up very soon. At the moment, though, this is a Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
Calling all Joy members, how would you like to win a trip to Sydney for the newest day party, Apollo? Apollo is the party Australia has been waiting for, with breathtaking over-the-top production featuring DJs Kate Munro, Mark Alsop and more. If you would like to win return flights to Sydney for two, plus one night's accommodation with two tickets to Apollo the Party at the High Fight, located directly opposite Sydney Horden Pavilion, enter now. Head to the Joy website, click on the Apollo banner and enter your name and Joy membership number for your chance to win. Apollo the Party, Sunday, September 30th. Visit joy.org.au to enter, but do it before August 31st to avoid missing out.
That's right. Welcome back. This is Joy 94.9. You're with Adam and Tex. This is Well, 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 and we're joined in the studio by Kieran and Christine, and we're talking about the counselling service at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre.
So, before we went to that song, we were talking about therapeutic groups, and obviously there's a new one coming up, which is called Fearless, which is about queerphobia. But, Kieran, can you just tell the listener a little bit more about this particular group?
Okay, well, look, the main objective for the Fearless group is for participants from the broad GLBTI community to understand and challenge queerphobia. So, and by queerphobia, we mean the fear and hostility that's targeted at members of our community by other people, which we often then internalise ourselves. So we aim to sort of look at both external and internal queerphobia. Mm. And we are deliberately using the term queerphobia to include not just homophobia, but biphobia, transphobia and intersex phobia.
Ah, fantastic. And Christine, what is the main objective of the group?
The main objective of the group is to just give them a sense of shared experience, that they can actually share their experience with others, and that it then gives them a sense of normalizing it so they don't feel mm-hmm. as if it's just them who has that experience.
And Christine, I guess a follow on for that. How did you decide that a group about queerphobia was needed?
Because really a lot of our clients are struggling with exactly that experience. Mm-hmm. You know, they experience a sense of isolation. Often they know that queerphobia exists, but often they don't experience it with their friends or in their social world. So they think, oh, it's just me who's got this, you know, and even though I can read about that stuff, they can't share it with others. So, and also, in individual therapy, they often put the therapist on the pedestal and they think, oh, the therapist hasn't got any issues. So again, it's just them who has the issue. Mm-hmm. So if they can share it in a group, it just gives them the experience, yes, I'm not alone with this. Other people struggle exactly with the same thing.
And I think, you know, I'd just like to add that I think often we identify queerphobia as outside ourselves, but sometimes we need to look at our own queerphobia that we take on board from society and challenge that as well.
Very much. I think in terms of, because I work on the Queer as Fuck project that we have at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre and the Health Promotion Program. Was that said well enough, Tex?
That was said
yeah,
very
thank
well.
You. And we did look at one of one of the biggest issues in terms of being internalised homophobia, but I guess this was just specifically homophobia, that's not right. queerphobia. Right. But yeah, it's a very important issue. So I think it's quite commendable that it's both internalised and externalised queerphobia that you, that you're looking at through the group.
Christine, I thought a really good question. What are some of the issues that people who attend this group may face if they wanted to be part of the Fearless Therapeutic Group? What are some of the issues that may come up in their lives?
Well, they often sort of, those clients often sort of have a sense of worthlessness or a lack of self-confidence. This is really present. Mm-hmm. Also what I mentioned sort of before, the social isolation, which sort of is a deep lack of belonging. That often sort of stems from, you know, rejection that they've experienced earlier, could be from family, friends, peer, or workplace, specifically due to identifying as queer. That also then, you know, a lack of personal identity. Who am I, you know, and am I actually... There's also a lack of being accepted from the outside world, but then that also translates into the internalized world, so they can't accept themselves.
Now, is this the sort of stuff that people might present as an individual one-on-one counseling?
But
this is being done in a group therapeutic group focus?
Yeah. It can be done one-on-one, but as I said before, the good thing about a group is it's the sharing of the experience, mm-hmm. you know, because the therapist sort of doesn't share that experience with them in a one-on-one, but in a group you can actually share that.
So as you said, it's the I'm not alone, that yes. other people are going through these feelings yes. as well.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Okay. And Kieran, so you did say, because it was queerphobia, so who can actually access this group?
Okay, so we want anybody from the broad GLBTI community who's interested to apply to join the group.
Okay, mm-hmm. So basically anyone.
Anyone.
I like that. Very inclusive. But I guess just some of the tangible logistic parts of the group. So, I mean, like, how long does it go for? What are the costs? And how can people sort of get into contact with you to be involved?
Okay, so the group runs for 8 weeks and we plan to start it in early October. And we've already started interviewing. So the idea is that people who are interested would ring in to the duty worker at the VAC on 9865 6700 between 2 and 4 any weekday and speak to the duty worker and express their interest. And then we'll organise an interview. And then we put together a group that we think would be the best mix.
Okay. Yeah. Just on that, the interview, just to get a little bit, you know, nitty and gritty, how do you decide if someone will work well or someone won't work well? Is there a degree of internalised and externalised queerphobia that they need to have to sort of, you know, meet the quota, for want of a better word?
No, I don't think it's about the amount of queerphobia somebody has. I think it's whether we think that they would benefit from working in a group. Because some people present and really probably what they need is more individual therapy and maybe do a group later on. So the big question is whether they would benefit at this particular stage from working with other with others.
And it may well be, Kieran, then, that if they've come along to the interview and you've interviewed them and you think, well, perhaps you're not ready for this group therapy, that you would be able to suggest to them, well, perhaps individual therapy will be right for you.
Exactly. So we don't like to turn anybody away. So it may be that people are channeled into individual counselling and with the suggestion that perhaps they come back to the next Fearless group, you know, if that seems more appropriate.
So it's already decided, I guess, that this is going to be a group which will be run into the future.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, we think there's a lot of interest and we plan to run plenty of other groups.
Yeah. And I suppose either of you, what's the maximum number of people that would attend a group? Are we talking like a group of 20 people? Are we talking 15 people, 12 people? I mean, some of the peer education groups, when we've spoken to people from peer education groups, they say the maximum number is 12, where you can get great interaction between people. Is it a similar sort of number for a group like this?
Yeah, it is. We're sort of looking at 8 to 12 people, really. Mm-hmm. And Kieran and myself, we will be the facilitators.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, good.
I think the question of numbers is an interesting one. I think that if you have too many people, people don't feel they're able to become intimate in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that's what it requires for people to let down their guard and feel comfortable. An overly large group, people can get lost in it.
So in a group like this, there would be a decision made at the start of the group that this was a safe space, that's right. Everybody's views would be respected.
Exactly.
People could sit back and not make a comment. But, of course, I know that from groups like peer education groups, the more you put in, the more you get out of the group.
Exactly.
So people would be encouraged to, to join in.
But we have to take account that everybody has a different personality, and some people take longer to feel able to contribute. Some people dive in very quickly. So it's our job to kind of manage the group from that perspective.
Okie doke. Yeah. Now, you said that if people want to find out about this group, they ring and speak to, was it the duty worker?
The duty worker between 2 and 4 each weekday, and the number is the VAC general number, 9865 6700.
So 9865 6700 or 00, whichever you like. Ringing any Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so any workday between 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just simply saying when the receptionist answers the phone, I'd like to speak to the duty worker.
Exactly.
Right.
And then the duty worker will understand where to take them from there.
Mm-hmm.
And we will put the details up about the Fearless Therapeutic Group on our Facebook page.
Indeed.
So, but it's been absolutely fantastic having you guys in. I can't believe it's gone so quickly. Can
No. So well, thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely, no worries.
And we're really looking forward to hearing from any listeners that are interested in joining the Fearless Group or the other groups we run.
Fantastic. Yeah, so you can check out the Victorian AIDS Council website, which is vicaids.asn.au, and for the therapeutic groups, / therapeutic groups. But thank you very much, Christine and Kieran, for coming in. It's been an absolute delight.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And I'd suggest we'd like to have you back sometime to talk about how the group went.
Yes.
And maybe when you're in the planning stages for the next group.
We'd be delighted.
Mm.
This is a Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and that was Sia with Breathe Me, which is my funeral song.
What? How's it pronounced? I thought it was pronounced Sia.
Yeah, it is Sia.
Oh, I thought you'd said Sia.
It was Sia with Breathe Me, which is my funeral song, which I absolutely love. But
your funeral song?
Yeah. Don't you have one?
Oh,
a song that you want played at your funeral?
Not really.
It's a rainy man.
Well, no, they'd know anything by Dusty.
By the immortal Dusty Springfield. Yes. So this is the time of the show. Obviously, we've done the interview. We've done some news and snippets about what is going on around town. So we are changing tracks again, I like to say.
You do like that word, don't you, Adam?
Well, those words.
Thank you.
Yes. But obviously, if you are interested to hear about what's going on around town, time to grab a pen or some paper or your iPad, Andy, as we have a few websites and phone numbers. The first one is the Hep C HIV co-infection take control workshop, which is for all people living with both hepatitis C and HIV. So it's a joint project between Hepatitis Victoria, VAC/GMHC and PLWHA Victoria.
Which, of course, stands for People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria.
Yes, I do think that we've mentioned them several times on the show, so people would know what the acronym is. We have an acronym for everything in our community.
That's right.
Yes, but look, it's a six-week program in the management of Hep C HIV co-infection, so it's all about living well with both Hep C and HIV. So to register for the workshop, contact Dimitri from the Positive Living Centre on 9863 0444. That's 9863 0444.
And you know, if you'd like to find out more about this topic anyway, there's a new HIV hepatitis C co-infection fact sheet which is now available, and you can get it from the People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria website. Probably just easiest to go into your favourite search engine, perhaps the one starting with G, and type in People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria, or just PLWHA Victoria. And then when you're in there, there are easy directions to find their fact sheets and educational stuff.
See, obviously me saying the acronym before would have helped in that when you're in your favourite search engine, potentially starting with G.
Thank you, Adam. Yes.
Yeah, so what else is going on around town, Texas?
Well, also people living with HIV/AIDS Victoria. It, together with Straight Arrows, which is the organisation for heterosexual men and their families living with HIV, the organisation Positive Women, which is for women who are living with HIV, and the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre are all presenting the Spring Barbecue of Planet Positive. Now, this is Planet Positive, we've talked about heaps of times. It's a social afternoon where people living with HIV, their family and friends, their loved ones, their supporters can all come together in a safe and supportive, friendly environment and have a bit of fun. That's what it's all about. And this one is the Spring Barbecue. It's a social afternoon, as I said, for positive people, for their friends and family. You can enjoy great food, beverages. There are even door prizes. And some of the door prizes are absolutely sensational.
I want me one of those door prizes.
Oh, well, come along.
Guess I'll have to come along then, won't I?
Come along on Saturday, the 1st of September this year. It runs between 1 and 5 in the afternoon. And it's at a great supporter of people living with HIV/AIDS. In fact, a great supporter of our community. That's DT's Hotel, 164 Church Street, Richmond. It's the corner of Church Street and Hyatt Street. You need to RSVP just so they know for catering purposes. And the telephone number, 9863 8733. 9863 8733, or you can go to the People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria website and click on Contact Us, which will get you to info@plwhavictoria.org.au. And as I said, Planet Positive is a joint initiative of People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria, Straight Arrows, Positive Women, and the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre.
Ooh, whipped through that one, didn't you, Texas?
Indeed, I did, darling.
And another thing that's going on around town, or that's coming up soon, is something that's very close to your heart.
Particularly close to my heart, Adam.
Is the Northside Bazaar 2.
That means it's the second annual.
It's back again. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the first one was a raging success.
It was
so
indeed.
Thought we'd try it out again. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's, well, not obviously. Anywho, on Sunday the 9th of September between 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. At the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford will be Northside Bazaar 2. So this event is actually open to all who are aged above 18 and over, including women. So it can be described as kind of like a leather slash fetish market, sort of cum auction with a bit of a twist, Tex. What's the twist?
Well, the twist is there's a leather and fetish market where people who are new to the scene, who are new to the fetish or leather lifestyle, can come along from 3 o'clock and they can buy something new and used, but not tatty, as in no insertables is the line that they use on the Laird website. So maybe you're after a new pair of if you're after a pair of chaps or a vest or a leather jacket, which is pre-worn, but still in good condition, or perhaps some wrist or ankle cuffs, a harness. I'm just trying to think of all the bits and pieces that people in leather or fetish wear. Also in fetish wear itself, like camo gear and all sorts of stuff. Now, that starts at 3 o'clock and goes through till about 7. At 4:30, there's an auction. Now, the auction is predominantly non-fetish or leather-related stuff. So, for example, think a kettle and a toaster. Last year, there was a colour TV and a whippersnipper.
Oh, really?
There are vouchers for restaurants. There are books. I know that Lonely Planet, who are a great supporter here at Joy, have donated a heap of fantastic books, and I'm already in the bidding for at least 3 of the lots from Lonely
you
Planet.
You don't need any more stuff in your house.
I know, but there's always room for more, darling.
Have you seen that show, Hoarders?
I haven't, deliberately.
Didn't say.
And, of course, Joy, the beneficiaries of this event are the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre's David Williams Fund, which is a fund which provides direct financial support, so a handout and a hand up to people living with HIV, and also Joy 94.9. So there are going to be heaps of Joy people there, and Joy volunteers and the few staff we have will be running the barbecue, a gold coin barbecue. There'll also be a raffle, which is being organised by Joy volunteers, all of the money going into the kitty to help both organisations. There'll be live performances and fetish fashion shows.
Now, that's something I'm interested in seeing, the live performances, but the fetish fashion show, I'm not sure how you would grade a fetish fashion show.
I think it'd be graded by the thickness of the leather. Anyway, if you want to find out more, you can go to the Joy website, joy.org.au, and just click on the icon for Northside Bazaar. You can go to the Victorian AIDS Council's website, so just type Victorian AIDS Council into your search engine, or just search for the Laird Hotel and click on Northside Bazaar.
And Tex, do you believe we've come to that part of the show again?
What, the end of the show?
The end of the show.
Oh, good heavens. Coming up next then is Hide and Seek with the Ordinary Dean and the Amazing Andrew. Anyone you want to say hello to? Troy, perhaps?
I've already said hello to Troy, but we did get a message from Caroline, who said, hi, lads, love the Sia song too. Cheers, Caroline. Love you, Caroline. Don't know who you are, but I love you.
I know Caroline and Trish as well. So hello to both of you, to Warren in Cairns, Wayne in Nimbin, and Deb, my next door neighbour. Next week on the show, in fact, we're going to be talking about Northside Bazaar, and we'll have Brett, one of the managers of the Laird Hotel. He'll be coming in to chat about it.
Am I on that week?
I think you might be, actually.
Fantastic. I get to participate.
Indeed. That'll be sensational. We will be back next week. Keep your dial tuned to Joy. Coming up next, of course, is Hide and Seek. Cheers, everyone, and good night.
See ya.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.